This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yeah, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will... 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Any message we're saying once is worth saying twice, wouldn't you think? Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I hate my computer being as sensitive as it is, but you know what? It's what I got. Anyway, coming out of the Democratic side, you know, the guns themselves are the responsible parties. That's, we don't have jihadists. We just have guns animating themselves, and that's what's happened in Orlando. Never mind that the registered Democrat went in there screaming Allahu Akbar and pledging allegiance to ISIS on the phone. Their blame the gun meme is what is spearheading their latest campaign against the Second Amendment. And Obama and his allies in Congress seek to deny the constitutional gun ownership rights of Americans merely suspected of terror ties, even as the left champions the non-existent immigration rights of aliens from regions notorious for terror ties. The backbone of the stratagem is this specious constitutional claim whose logic would empower the government to strip every citizen of their rights. But they had a hearing. This bill has already gone down. This bill has already happened out there. And at the hearing, the Republicans, led by Senator John Cornyn, made the point that the right to keep and bear arms is rooted in both self-defense and insurance. So, you know, and Cornyn's proviso got voted down. So, you know, freedom of speech is safeguarded by the First Amendment. But they have this other meme going out there. Because, according to them, the right to keep and bear arms has well-known limitations at the time it was adopted. Now, unquestionably, Congress and state governments do have some sort of power to enforce those limitations, but those limitations are part and parcel of the right as originally enshrined in the Constitution. They do not imply a government power to enact additional restrictions in response to emergencies or other modern conditions. See, that's the thing of pushing out emergencies. Not only is the Constitution the higher-ranking source of law, the safeguard is the Second Amendment, is a safeguard against, you know, government action. If government action could undo such a safeguard, the purpose of having the safeguard in the first place would be defeated. Therefore, the Second Amendment, and indeed all constitutional guarantees against government abuses of power, would be null and void anytime government came up with an emergency pretext. Democrats speciously claim, while their claim would logically empower the government to strip every civil right the Constitution is designed to protect. In rebuttal, the post-constitutional Democrats tut-tut that they just want heightened procedural scrutiny to ensure that guns do not fall in the hands of the people who, in the government's considered judgment, should not have them. So, no matter how you slice it, though, while they are this urge of theirs collides with the Bill of Rights, and there is no intellectually consistent way to rationalize this proposed abridgment of Second Amendment rights without empowering Washington to attrit and thus gradually repeal every other constitutional right. Now, Schumer contends that this inconvenience could be gotten around by the purported recognition of an emergency powers doctrine. Now, history and common sense say the framers' idea of a crisis was the specter of government usurpation of the people's liberties. The left turns this notion on its head. A crisis becomes the reason for government to restrict our liberties for our own good, of course. In support of this proposition, he cited the Fourth Amendment. He claims that its protections are not fully enforced in various emergency situations. By this, he means that there are times when police are not required to obtain judicial warrants or show probable cause of a crime before conducting a search or seizure. The Second Amendment, he contends, must be similarly flexible. His argument misreads the Fourth Amendment safeguard, which protects citizens against unreasonable searches, not warrantless searches. The latter are permitted in many contexts because in those contexts it's not unreasonable to search without a warrant. If I see you smoking dope, I don't have to search you to find the dope. I know the dope is there. I don't need that. The right of the people to be secure in their persons and houses and papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. So the touchstone of the Fourth Amendment guarantee is reasonableness. The Democrats' misleading focus on the amendment's collateral instruction regarding the burden of proof that must be satisfied before a search or arrest warrant may be issued. But this conflates two separate concepts. Reasonableness is required in all search and seizure situations. Warrants are required in only some of them, especially routine, non-emergency, law enforcement-type situations in which the police seek to apprehend a criminal suspect or obtain evidence of a crime for use in a prosecution. Now, based upon Schumer's pace, reasonable warrantless searches are not emergency-based exceptions to the Fourth Amendment. They're straightforward applications of the Fourth Amendment. But they could not be, as Schumer implies, post-constitutional restrictions on the Fourth Amendment imposed by statute or judicial decision. Their very point in enshrining certain rights in the Constitution is to prevent the government from restricting them. Now, Schumer has this idea that he's wanting to declare an emergency. Which Schumer is he's not even the minority leader, so he's not really in a position to do any of this stuff. And the majority of these things that you hear is primarily noise. However, I have no reason to believe that they wouldn't actually try it where they take power. The parts, you know, they look at places like in Florida where they declared an emergency and then they seized guns. Although they've written a law now to make sure that you can keep your guns in an emergency in Florida. Or like in, where a police commissioner with no authority whatsoever did his own little gun grab in Louisiana. In the end, what it will come down to is how much we can restrict these guys. And that's really all it's really all about. So, I mean, all hands on deck. Everything I talk about, it just ends up, the end up position is always going to be all hands on deck. We got to vote, keep these guys out of power. We got to, you know, let the clock run out on them, all this other stuff, however you want to put it. You know, they are coming for our rights, and they want to impose emergency statutes to make it happen. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
ones you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, let's see if we can do it one time, okay? AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. All right. For me, yesterday, it was particularly galling on July the 5th, the day after Independence Day, to have yet one more official at the highest level of government decline to respect the rule of law in favor of giving a free pass to the Obama administration. This being FBI Director Comey. Now, he indicted Clinton, pantsuit Clinton, in the court of public opinion by laying out before the TV camera step by step her gross negligence in handling classified material, including top secret information that would compromise our national security if made accessible to our enemies, who he doesn't, you know, he probably does know. He probably does know. So, I mean, he told us that Clinton sent classified information over servers not as safe as a simple Gmail account. He told us it is impossible for the FBI to ascertain what foreign hostile actors may have accessed her account. But there's good evidence to believe that the information was hacked. He said, we do assess that hostile actors gain access to the private commercial email accounts of people with whom Secretary Clinton was in regular contact from her personal account. We also assess that Secretary Clinton's use of the personal email domain was both known by a large number of people and readily apparent. She also used her personal email extensively while outside the United States, including sending and receiving work-related emails in the territory of sophisticated adversaries. Given that combination of factors, we assess it possible that hostile actors gain access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account. A mobile phone. They're talking about her doing it on her mobile phone. And a mobile phone is basically an FM transmitter. So somebody with the right kind of equipment can get there and catch it as it's happening. Watch it get spelled out in front of us. He told us then that it was a federal felony to mishandle classified information in a grossly negligent way. Then he told us the second statute makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities. He then described in clear, specific detail how pantsuit knowingly removed classified information from appropriate systems and storage facilities. He concluded that there's evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. According to former New York Mayor Giuliani, who was a prosecutor, the legal definition of gross negligence is to be extremely careless. He says the definition of this under law is extreme carelessness. The FBI clearly found a direct violation of 18 United States Code Section 793, which does not require intent. It requires only gross negligence in the handling of anything relating to the national defense. It's the first definition that comes up in the law dictionary. It's the definition that judges give juries when they charge juries on gross negligence. Negligence equals carelessness. Gross negligence equals extreme carelessness. So that is a clear, absolute, unassailable violation of 18 United States Code Section 793, which is not a minor statute. It carries 10 years in prison. After he said all of this in an act of great cynicism, then FBI Director Comey looked at the American people directly in the eye and told us that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case against pantsuit Clinton. He had a buildup as to why the FBI decided to recommend no criminal charges. He said, in our system, the prosecutors make the decision about whether charges are appropriate based on evidence the FBI has helped collect. We frequently engage in productive conversations with prosecutors about what resolution may be appropriate given the evidence. And there is the tell. We engage in productive conversations with prosecutors about resolution may be appropriate. So what he's telling us here is that he spoke to the Obama Department of Justice about what resolution may be appropriate. And it's obvious that he was told that there would be no criminal charges to be brought against pantsuit Clinton. DOJ refused to even charge her on the misdemeanor level that she did knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities. So unlike the people that were honored on the day before, who pledged their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor to defend liberty and the rule of law, FBI Director Comey was not willing to put anything on the line. He wanted us to know that Pantsuit was guilty as hell, but he was not willing to pit the FBI against Obama's DOJ, so he let the guilty walk free without even an attempt at insisting she be charged. There have been two schools of thought about this. There was one that said Obama would never prosecute Pantsuit, and then the other ones were saying that, you know, he would let her go down because he doesn't really like her, and in exchange he could put Biden in place, and that's term number three of the Obama administration. Comey looked us in the eye and told us no reasonable prosecutor would take action on the gross negligence and betrayal of our national security that Pantsuit ordered as Secretary of State. I guess that sort of depends on what you mean by reasonable. I have not ever... Well, I'm sure it happens. I've never been in law enforcement, so I've never had to sit there with a bunch of detectives and make a determination as to whether to arrest someone. I think that when you're investigating a crime, which is what they were doing, they were conducting a criminal investigation. That's why there were no charges brought, because it was a criminal investigation. If it was a inquiry, charges would not have been talked about. So it was a criminal investigation, and crimes get committed all the time, inadvertently, and people get arrested for them. Comey indicted a guy sometime back when he was a prosecutor for a 23-word email. So, and this had to do with storage of documentation. So, Comey has some experience dealing with email. He's been around it a little bit. And, now he's changed his mind. So, there will be some other things that are going to be swatted around, and we'll see where that lands with everything. In the meantime, there's an election still going on, and we still need to defeat her, or whichever Democrat runs, because none of them are any good. They're all rotten to the core. That's item number one. I'm sure me and Sean will be talking about that in the next hour. That's 30 minutes away. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You see me shooting it in a video, I got it from Ammunition Depot. Now, after laying out all of these lists of lies and prosecutable crimes and gross negligence with regard to national security being the most profound, that's when Comey dropped the little nugget that no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges against Clinton. He said she did not have any intent to put the nation at risk. No intent. For private service for a government business does not qualify as intent to deceive. That's the question. She did what she did to keep her illegal wheeling and dealing out of the hands of any law enforcement agency, and she succeeded. She most certainly did put the nation at risk. It's going to take years to discover to what degree national security has been endangered. As Bill Ayers put it, guilty as sin, free as a bird, what a country. No one should be shocked by this turn of events. I mean, I certainly was, because I was thinking maybe Comey had a degree of integrity. But just as John Roberts upended the Constitution to proclaim that Obamacare was legal, just as Holder refused to prosecute the Black Panthers for voter intimidation or turn over the Fast and Furious documents, just as Comey declined to prosecute Lois Lerner for her many, many crimes, The men and women in position in D.C. long ago sold their souls for the power to preserve each other's power, no matter what crimes they commit in furtherance of their personal agendas and greed. This is how they roll. Every single one of them. People who challenge their status quo, like Ted Cruz, for example, are relentlessly maligned by an unprincipled media who, in mind-numbed fashion, effectively destroy any persons of character who wander onto their playground. It was Ted Cruz who said Hillary embodies the corruption of Washington. Yeah. Well put. For months, the punditry on both sides of this ideological divide has been touting Comey's impartiality, his commitments to the law. They said he is a straight shooter. So much for this misplaced faith in his character. Like most everyone else with substantial political power in D.C., he has abused his. We can now conclude that the FBI has become politicized, or as politicized as is the DOJ, which is to mean they've been weaponized. I would really like to know what Bill Clinton said to Loretta Lynch that day. But now we know for sure that neither agency can be trusted to uphold the law. The left is doing a victory lap with Comey's decision. They care not a bit that their candidate for the presidency has no regard for the truth or the law. They stopped caring about character and truth when they elected LBJ. Comey is just the latest consigliere in service to this criminal administration. Someone made him an offer he could not refuse. If it is true that some of the top secret emails in her personal server were sent between the president and pantsuit, then the outcome of this case was decided a long time ago, and there was no legitimate investigation. The fix was in from the beginning. Obama was not going to be pulled into a Clinton scandal. Comey deemed crimes and lies unworthy of indictment, but he seemed to say that the rest of us should not feel similarly free to operate as Ms. Clinton has. We would be prosecuted. Essentially, he has admitted now that she is above the law. Despite this capitulation to the Clintons' wealth and power, it should be obvious to everybody out there today that pantsuit is thoroughly unfit to hold any office. Any office. She's never been fit to be a senator. She was not fit to be a secretary of state. She was a disaster as the first lady. And that's not even something she ran for. She's unfit for any office, let alone the highest office in the land. Some of those emails that we're talking about now are most likely in the hands of Putin and China and some of the mullahs of Iran. Those powers that will be surely exert, well, they're surely going to exert undue influence over her if she inhabits a White House. She is compromised before she's ever elected, if she's ever elected, before she's even nominated. Hillary Clinton is compromised. And they will put undue pressure on her to fit their end, to fit their agenda. So as dispiriting as Comey's lack of fortitude is to lawful Americans, first of all, the voters should demonstrate their contempt for this blatant disregard for the law and national security. Trump may not be anyone's idea of a perfect candidate, but he is not pantsuit. And at this point, that means a lot. She cannot gain more power than she already has in hand. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama has done terrible damage to the nation in his 7.5 years. If elected, she will do much, much, much more. This woman has become a multimillionaire, pre-selling her influence to foreign countries and countless other donors of dubious moral nature, producing who knows what. I don't know what they produce. Joe Biden once said corruption is just another form of tyranny. Even a stopped clock is right twice a day. Now, there are some upsides to this, which we're going to discuss in the next segment, but there are some upsides to this simply because of the precedent that has been set here. Now, And this is where we decide. This is where we're going to have to look at these politicians that are Republicans, and we're going to have to force them to make a choice. We need them to be ruthless. We need for them to be brutal. McConnell and Ryan, if they're going to remain in leadership, need to look at the Democrats. If Republicans retain control of Congress, they need to look at the Democrats and say to them, no. Sit here and, you know what, we'll take the majority and go over here and vote on all this stuff. And you guys can sit in here with CNN cameras, or excuse me, C-SPAN, with the C-SPAN cameras in here. And then, you know, they can film you looking like a bunch of petulant brats, and we're going to go over there and take care of some business. And then they can pass all kinds of laws and pass them on to the Senate, where they'll either stall or get sent to whoever the president is. And then they'll either get signed or whatever. But it's way past time for this. No more Mr. Nice Guy here. The gloves have got to come off. And technically speaking, we are now existing in a, you know, I've seen videos about this without rule of law, you know, where, and it's surprisingly calm, isn't it? It's surprisingly so calm. But, like I said, there is a bright spot to this by this precedent they have set. And now we'll talk about this when we get back. Coming up in the next hour, after this next segment, we will be joined once again by Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, because it's the world according to Second Call Defense, because it's Wednesday, and we do that every Wednesday, unless I have technical difficulties. But in any event, this is Lock and Load. We will be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Anyway, last week, we had the sit-in, the theatrical sit-in, the fundraising sit-in in the House of Representatives. They demanded that they, as an oppressed and victimized minority, be allowed to vote on additional gun control measures. This childish attempt to mimic the demonstrations attendant to the union organization drives in the early 20th century and the civil rights movement of the 1960s were produced by myopic fools who do not seem to understand that they won. They now control virtually all levers of power in the federal government, dominate one major political party, and fully intimidate the other, and are successfully altering society as a whole. They have defeated the man. As long as there was a villain to condemn for all perceived and imagined evils in the bulk of citizenry to keep their nose to the grindstone, thus fashioning the wealthiest and most powerful nation in the annals of mankind, the left need never accept responsibility for their program failures, as well as their inane actions and proposals. However, thanks to the past 8 years, what was once essentially fun and games for the left has accelerated into reality. So thus, after nearly a century with the implicit abetting by a feckless opposition party over the past 30 years, the American left has succeeded in breaking nearly everything in the China shop. So the question now for the progressives and their tacit allies, now that you own it, what are you going to do with it? You claim a desire to transform America. Into what? Sometimes you bandy about the example of Sweden or other Euro-socialist nations as prime models of transformative countries. However, Sweden has 3% of the population and 4.5% of the land area of the United States. And further, as is true of virtually all European nations, Sweden's entire history has been as a monarchy and an all-powerful central government with a compliant and ethnically homogenous population, although that is changing rapidly. Nonetheless, even with these favorable factors, Sweden is currently and desperately looking for ways to get out from under the oppressive weight of their brand of socialism. On the other hand, the United States, which you now govern, is a nation the size of the entire continent of Europe with a population of over 320 million. Further, it stands alone in history as one, a nation founded in revolution, two, a country with a 240-year history of individual freedom and free enterprise, and three, as a political entity with overwhelming ethnic diversity. Therefore, now your challenges are going to be quite different from that of any of your statist idols of the past. Through your domination of the education establishment, two generations have been taught to believe that the United States is a flawed, racist, and malevolent country. Over the years, you have, in keeping with Marx's strategy, convinced a near majority of the American population that capitalism is the bane of mankind and only empowers the wealthy. Only a powerful central government can assure the equitable distribution of wealth, provide for cradle-to-grave security, and solve all of the ills of mankind. And over the years, you've taken tenets, gradual steps, to bring these tenets to fruition. Under the Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama administration, that process has been hastened. First, we have this vast regulatory regime overwhelmingly dominated by your fellow leftist bureaucrats. As of today, there are nearly 1.1 million federal regulations spanning 186,000 pages, coupled with 75,000 pages in the IRS code, costing the economy over $2 trillion in annual compliance costs. Your mindless acceptance of global warming or climate change is eventuating in further regulatory chaos and massive economic dislocation that is destroying innumerable jobs and untold billions in wealth creation. Second, in order to finance the various social programs and debt forgiveness you have promised, you are proposing further confiscatory tax rates on the upper income groups, who are the driving force behind all the wealth and job creation. Your plan to confiscate up to 60% of the annual income of the top 5% of earners in the country would fund the government for less than 6 months. While you will succeed in achieving retribution, these people will soon leave for more hospitable climes or drop out of the rat race altogether. Third, in a sop towards populism and increasing government revenue, you are threatening massive new tariffs and potential international trade wars. The nearly 20 million American jobs that currently rely on international trade would be in jeopardy. If these policies were enacted and someone who spent over 30 years in the field, you know, looked at this of international finance, they guaranteed there would be little or no repatriation of jobs to the United States and a depression would be inevitable. Fourth, in order to finance unbridled government spending, you have sanctioned never-ending deficit spending, doubling the debt in 9 years, and to ostensibly spur economic growth, the Federal Reserve has resorted to near-endless de facto money creation. There is little doubt there will be another major international financial crisis within the next 12 to 18 months. These policies have exhausted any viable means of coping with this next catastrophe that is most surely coming. So, thanks to your desire for unbridled immigration, including legalizing those here illegally, the working age population of this country will increase nearly 20 million by 2030. In order to get back to the level of employment at the turn of the century, over 30 million jobs will need to be created. How do you plan to do that? How are you going to manage to steer the country through the next financial meltdown? What are you planning to do at a minimum to maintain current standard of living of the populace? How are you going to sustain the social spending you have promised so many? You have gutted the military and used it as a playground for your pet social theories. What is your game plan in the event this nation is attacked and has to face enemies on multiple fronts throughout a dangerous world? How are you going to finance this eventuality? And what are your rules of engagement going to be at that moment? You've given birth to a generation of young college graduates who are afraid of their own shadows, know nothing of the history of their country, and expect as their birthright guaranteed income and a life without adversity. What are you going to do with these people you defrauded and deluded when reality rears its ugly head? So under your stewardship, the rule of law has been turned on its head. Rather than apply the law equally to all, those who are politically allied with you are invariably exonerated of any wrongdoing, such as pantsuit. Do you honestly believe that you will ever be able to reestablish respect for the law, particularly those you pass and attempt to enforce? So under this false banner of civil rights, you're hell-bent on destroying religious and individual freedom. You're using courts, which to a degree you now control as a battering ram, to eliminate any vestige of Christianity from the public eye. The problem here is what you face, okay? You're determined by stealth means to eventually eliminate the Second Amendment as a means of consolidating your power, then the rest of the Constitution. You consider the document to be archaic and in need of replacement with something on your terms. Here's the problem. You're dealing with a nation of people with a long history of independence and free enterprise who've been sleepwalking for a long time. What you're going to do when your disastrous policies collapse, American society is on the verge of disintegration, and the populace finally wakes up and sees turmoil that you have precipitated, how are you going to control the country of 3.8 million square miles and 325 million people when they turn on you? Reality is coming into focus, and the American people are being forced a choice between two remaining candidates for president. Now, neither Donald Trump nor Clinton, his progeny of the left, are capable of or willing to understand the tide that is engulfing this nation. To a degree, I agree with that. As for the racist, misogynistic, homophobic old white guy who's been coerced into writing the American left's fun and games for 50 years, you know, a lot of these people that are out there that have been following you are going to be forced to get off your gravy train. Because now you people on the left are the man. And that which you have put together cannot stand on its own. And the only vestige of this nation that is left is the American gun owner. And we are standing waiting for it to fall, as it most certainly will. And then we'll pick it back up. Coming up next is going to be Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense, the world according to Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.